This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
The only advice podcast on the internet that leaves you depressed and filled with regret. Creepy advice got you stalking like a mantis. Gotta give a shout out to my girl, Krannis. Amir will tell you to take it nice and slow. Jake's not having him, we're all like,
whoa.
Cooking up dating's next greatest ploy. Just don't you dare summon the Game Boy.
If I were you, sure, what would you do? If I were you, sure, what should I do? If I were you, sure, which girl should I screw? If I were you, sure.
Wow. That's it. It's over.
It's all
over.
Right. I like the whistling track.
Rob, thoughts?
I think it's a nice gesture.
Okay.
I think what that represents to me is people with a lot of technical ability.
For sure.
You know, like editing and
A
mixing.
For effort.
Yep.
Yeah.
But actual like harmonizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not positive that was, and no offense. I mean,
no.
They're producerly inclined.
Yes.
And less music.
A lot of producers, not a lot of singers on that one.
I see.
Yeah.
But you know, again, very nice of them to do it.
Totally.
And don't want to discourage other people.
So that actually
very
came,
diplomatic.
It's okay. You don't have to be nice to them.
But
fans.
if you have jobs, keep those jobs.
Yeah, yeah. This actually came in from a group of students at Harvard.
Oh boy, never mind what I said.
Best of the brightest.
Yep.
Coming down the pipe.
Forget what I said.
They have
They're
a band.
The worst.
They have a band or a show called Regret, and would love a shout out to our good friend Cody Johnson.
Well, that's not going to happen.
And our inspiration Ben Carson. Ben Carson. And Cody Johnson.
I think that's a joke. I'm not going to shout out Ben Johnson.
No, it's Cody Johnson and Ben Carson.
Yeah. I'm cool with Ben Carson.
All right, good. Rob Hubel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Sorry, Harvard people, for making fun of you.
You went to Yale, right?
I did go to Yale. Yeah. So, you know, fight on, podcast. Fight on for all we believe in over at Yale.
They made over that at 1701. Yale. That was their...
That was the
original
song.
Fight song.
That was our fight song.
It sounded like an 80s theme song or something like that, or like an infomercial.
No, I didn't even do – that was only the first part. It goes on. There's other parts.
There's more.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Nobody knows but me. Come on over.
Who's me in that?
Like, come on over.
That?
George Washington.
What?
Yeah.
George Washington wrote the Yale theme song, I want to say.
The fight song.
Yeah, the fight song. Yeah. And he said, come on over and
no come on over and look at what we're doing at Yale right now.
This is like
we're
such...
on the internet and we do
Wait,
stuff.
George Washington knew about the internet.
He called it.
Yeah.
He knew, well, he came up with the word the internet.
So it's like
not
he
the actual
wrote a
internet.
Cheesy theme, like college theme song that was like a...
Yeah, I feel like you're shitting on our founding father.
No, I would never.
Absolutely not.
It's not cool.
Yeah, I'm going to stand for this entire podcast, actually.
You should sit down. You're going to get tired.
All right, I'll
never sit. Take the knee.
People watching us on YouTube know that you were sitting down.
That's right.
Yeah, you were sitting down for our national anthem.
National anthem.
The that theme was a, song. That was by George Washington or something.
By the way, am I blocking you on this camera?
I don't think so. Okay. We got a little GoPro in the studio just for your arrival. And will it work? Will it not? We hope to God it does. But
we'll
you never. It's such a small camera.
We're not
going to
bank
tell.
On that. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I doubt the company GoPro is even going to be successful.
It's already been so long, right? It already is successful. Oh, you think?
Oh, I don't even know. I thought that was brand new technology.
Oh, you thought we just start?
Yeah, that you guys came
box.
Up with that. That's not you guys.
You thought we came up with the GoPro?
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
This is advice podcast. I don't know if you know, but If I Were You is an advice show. It's the only one on the internet that Jake and I host. Sometimes it's just us two in a studio. Sometimes we got friends, comedians, lovers. Today we have you.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to
you.
Yeah,
oh, I thought you were setting it up for other people.
For
I know what
or,
the show is.
Of course, you know what
I had
it
to
is.
Drive down here.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't have
Find
come,
your own parking, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come to downtown LA, DTLA.
That's the cool way to say it.
If I hadn't known what I was getting into.
You got here 39 minutes early.
Oof.
That's,
was that all?
If you're early, you're on time, and you were incredibly on time. You were probably our most punctual guest.
I like to get to a podcast early and make people uncomfortable.
Did you get to Marin's house a little early?
I did get to Mark Marin's house early.
Ring and, the doorbell.
Yep, and I listened to the stories about Obama and snipers on the roof everything. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
This is from
I idea. Sat in Obama's chair.
Whoa,
and
that's pretty cool.
I smelled it.
And
how it was smells it? Very presidential.
Really?
Still, yep.
And to this great. Day.
That was our last president.
Damn.
Oh, come on. Let's not politicize this.
Oh, are we not supposed to?
We don't know when this is coming out. We don't know who is in charge of our country at this point.
That's right.
So the way
Vladimir
works,
Putin.
Thank you.
Oh. You fucking bow down. By the way, can we swear on this podcast?
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, don't bleep that.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing we'll bleep is Ben Carson's name.
Yeah.
We got emails written to us from all over this globe, and they're seeking our guidance, our advice. All we need is a fake name because we don't really want to out this person just in case it's a secret.
Okay.
So do you have a fake guy's name? It could be anything, really.
Yeah. Terry Taggart.
Terry Taggart.
I like an alliteration.
Yeah.
Terry Taggart writes.
Terry is one of my favorite fake names because no one in the real world is named Terry.
Right, yeah. Except for like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, shit. Good point.
Is this full name?
Terry Hogan, I think.
Really?
Isn't it?
Which is why he got into wrestling. He's getting beat up.
Your name is Hogan.
He's getting beat up all the time. I might as well just do this for a living.
Brother.
Brother. Everybody's beating me up all the time because of my name.
I might as well.
I might as well get jacked. Walk around in yellow tighty whities. Oh,
did
yeah.
Did he get a lot of money for that lawsuit?
Which one?
The Gawker thing?
Yeah.
He must have,
Didn't he get like $115 million?
It bankrupted them.
Yeah.
I was only tangentially aware. Do you know what happened there? He sued a website so much that they had to close the website. He beat a website.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
That's never happened before. But it was for a sex tape that, right, because the sex tape was real. Mm-hmm. He's not denying that that happened. It was just like, you can't put that up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like an invasion of his privacy.
Yeah.
Which is, that happens all the time.
Is that worth $150? Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I was conflicted because I hated Gawker.
Right. Yeah.
But then now I hate Peter Thiel so much, and he like helped Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
It's complicated, which is the name of this podcast.
Yeah, starting now. All right, welcome to It's Complicated with Rob. This is Jake Namir, your guest host for today. Terry writes in, "Hello, Juman."
I don't like that already.
Yeah, right off the bat.
A little anti-Semitic.
I'm a mere Gentile, a simple goy, and I have just entered my senior year as well as a new relationship. We started dating officially this summer, and there is only one problem so far. My woman is constantly doing a baby voice around me, and it makes my skin crawl, my blood boil, my milk curdle. It doesn't happen all the time, and she's held off from saying goo-goo gaga, but it's bad enough for me to compel me to write an email seeking advice from two internet comedians. My question is, how do I get her to stop? I know the answer will probably involve be upfront with her, but I would like to avoid that option at all costs for two reasons. One, I think she likes it. And two, she's a junior and incredibly insecure that I don't like her as much as she likes me. I don't want her to feel self-conscious around me, but I really don't want her to sound like a sexy infant in front of my friends, or ever for that matter. Any tips and tricks would be greatly appreciated.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here.
Right. Yeah, what do you think?
There's a lot going on. First of all, she's not your woman.
Whoa.
Yeah, that bumped me too.
You know,
whoa.
I mean, I don't know how much I don't know if the purpose of this show is to actually help people.
It's mostly to cut them down to size.
Also to take them to task.
Yeah.
To punish them.
What we did with the Harvard kids, it's pretty much that.
Okay. So this guy, you know, first of all. Can you read the part again about how she's a junior and mm-hmm. she says stuff like that in front of his friends?
Yeah, she's a junior and she's incredibly insecure that I don't like her that much, but
okay,
I really
there,
don't
there,
want
there.
Her.
That's the part. That's the part.
Oh, got it.
She's insecure that you don't like her that much, but the fact that you even bring that up means that that registered with you and you do like that. And so you do think that you have this power over her.
Whoa.
I mean,
I'm gonna
go after this dude.
I like it.
By the way, do we at the end of this podcast, do we give out our home addresses so that so people can come to our homes?
Right. Home address, phone number.
Okay, well then I gotta be nice.
You can always give a fake address. There's no need to give her the real address.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't like that. I didn't like when he said that she's insecure about you, blah, blah, blah. You know, because first of all, we don't know her side of the story. She may be doing you a favor, bro, by hanging out with you.
Very true.
But let's just take this at face value. Mm. If all the other bullshit aside, she's talking like a baby. I can see how that would be annoying. Mm-hmm. Jake, what would that sound like, by the way?
In a baby voice to Amir.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to pick me up from school.
That's not even baby. That's a toddler.
My nanny's
house.
They
can't even formulate full sentences. Oh, so we're talking full baby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, daddy.
Yeah, that's good. Hey. You have a baby. Is this about right or not?
I do have a baby.
Yet?
I have a one-year-old baby.
Daddy. Yeah.
Well, that's the girlfriend.
My daughter does not sound like that. I do have a baby, and they don't talk like that. No, so that's terrible.
No words.
My daughter goes, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
That's what she sounds like when he's fucking her.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not cool. This, but
I got trapped talking in a southern accent to a girlfriend for nearly a year.
Wait, why?
Because like we got, we were watching Friday Night. We were watching Friday Night Lights.
Big and, fans.
Like, yeah, and sometimes when we would fight, I would do like a southern accent and it's sort of a way to apologize, and she would laugh and it would like smooth over.
Yeah.
But it just made us happy to talk in the southern accent. And then, but we slipped into doing it all the time.
Because you were fighting all the time?
Not or fighting just all because, the time, yeah. But just like it went from like being sort of like the Band-Aid, the bomb to the norm to like – it just put us in a good mood.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't stop.
We moved to Texas and that was the end of it.
And I had to get a job as a football coach.
I wish I knew.
But y'all listen here. Tonight's an important night. Y'all need to go out there and play your balls off. I want y'all to leave everything on the field.
And then she breaks up with you and you're like,
Claire,
oh, no.
Arts.
I'm a hack. Claire. I'm sorry. I'm from Connecticut. I don't know how to say this.
So back to Terry and his problem. I can see how this would be annoying. You can't. He says he doesn't want to be up front with her.
Yeah,
I respect that. So he said any tips or tricks.
Yeah.
So how would you trick her?
How can I trick my woman into talking like I need her to talk in front of my friends?
Okay. Well, here's a couple tricks.
Like a grown up contest, a grown up talking contest. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a good trick. Okay. I would say.
Yeah.
The next time you're with your girlfriend and you see someone like a couple walking by with a baby.
Yeah.
Ask if you can hold the baby. If you could, a lot of people don't. Let you do that. I do that. Like with our baby, if
you let a stranger.
Yeah, if someone says, if some like college age kid said to me, "Hey, can I hold your baby?"
And even if he's like snickering, laughing under his breath,
I'd say, "Oh my sure, God, yeah, of course,
have it,
have my baby. You can hold her
for how long?
I mean, I don't know, a few minutes." 20 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
Well, I'm going to go, if they're going to hold the baby, I'm going to go get something to eat. So
you're
giving your
baby to a stranger and going to a restaurant?
Well, okay, 30 minutes.
That's a lot. I'm not worried about the time.
30 minutes to get a good
even
salad
a few
or sandwich.
You're going to get a salad while a stranger holds her baby.
It's going to take some time to make my order.
Continue with your
I'm going to go into the restaurant. I'm going to sit down. They're not going to be right there.
A sit-down restaurant?
They're going to come over.
You're
can I take your order?
Not even going to go to like a grab-and-go restaurant.
Yeah, not even fast casual?
No. I mean, I'm going to – if someone's going to ask if they can hold the baby, I would like to take advantage of the opportunity to go take a little break.
By yourself.
Now I think even half an hour is underselling.
Does he have your phone or does he have any way to contact
you
if anything goes wrong?
You know, I'm nearby. I'm not driving away. It's like if I was like in a mall.
So you can see the baby?
I don't have to be in visual contact.
That's what
baby.
I was asking. You can see the baby. That's what I was asking.
No,
if you're in visual
I don't have to be – I'm trusting – the guy. My point is this. When Terry, the next time he's with his girlfriend and they see someone with a baby, Terry can say, "May I please hold the baby?" And they might say, "Sure," for a minute. You know, they're not like me. They're like, "Here, you can hold it for a minute." So Terry can take the baby, show the baby to his girlfriend and say, "Look how stupid you look."
Oh, to the to the girl.
To the girlfriend.
This is the trick?
Yeah, this is the trick. So the baby hopefully will be around talking age, you know, a little more than a year, between 1 and 2 probably.
Yeah.
And if that baby's like, blah, 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 no, boo, boo, gaga.
Yeah.
Then he can show his girlfriend and say, this is what you look like when you talk to me.
This is what you look like.
You're a baby.
And then how do you feel as the parent who's given the baby to the guy?
Well, they're
immediately is just like, look how dumb
look how
you
stupid
look.
You look. Yeah. I mean, you'll have to deal with that situation too.
Right, you know, but that gets you out of the baby voice
situation. You will get out of the baby voice situation. You will have a temporary problem with the parents who are insulted and offended. You can smooth that out. By the way, they're strangers, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm sorry, I made my point. Here's your baby.
You dealt with the problem
back.
With the loved one.
Yeah.
That's more important.
So that's a trick.
That's not, okay.
That's a trick.
That's a trick.
I'm not sure that's the best advice.
Yeah. It's a good trick, though.
That's almost a tip.
I've got a tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's a trick, my tip would be to not respond in baby voice.
Mm.
I think that's how you go down the rabbit hole that you can't go back up.
Oh, we don't even know about how he's
responding.
That's a good point. That's okay. You're better at this than I am.
I would venture to guess that, like, when you're talking in baby voice and someone doesn't respond in, like, in the character.
Yeah.
Basically, when you start doing a bit and somebody doesn't play along.
It doesn't last very long. No.
No.
It needs oxygen.
Right. I think this girl is doing the baby voice because he's doing something to encourage it.
Or
he has to be behaving like a father. I bet that's what it is.
If she goes low in age, he has to go high, respond as a senior citizen, a 91-year-old talking to a baby. So it's like, and you're like, come in here, you little creep, you little bitch, one-year-old.
Because
he's old and senile. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. So it's looking like, it's kind of like, do you see Up?
The movie?
No.
The TV show Up? Yeah, the sitcom Up?
Yeah, the sitcom Up.
Yeah, of course.
Old guy, young guy.
Of course I saw the movie.
Teaming Up. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's called Up, because they team up.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was called Up because the balloons are in the house.
No, I don't know about the whole balloon thing, but like, if you're talking...
No, I didn't finish it. Does that happen?
It happens in the beginning.
You ruined the movie.
You got to the miscarriage and you stopped watching, right?
I thought that was the end.
Yeah.
I thought that cold open was the end.
You thought it was a Pixar short.
Yeah.
Yeah, you left the theater after 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I was with my whole family. I was with my parents.
There was a little...
There was like a very sad opening
montage.
Yeah, so sad. But I think you might have nailed it. So don't respond like a baby. Mm-hmm. That's probably the real answer. But...
I like you're stealing a baby or picking up someone else's
temporarily
baby.
Stealing a baby, showing it to her and going and say, when you talk, this is how dumb
this is how dumb
he wanted tips and tricks, and I feel like we gave him a little bit of each.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for writing in, Terry.
Cheers to Terry.
We got another guy's name. Do you got another guy's name?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Glenn.
Huh?
Glenn.
Two N's?
Three.
Whoa.
Where I think they are?
No, the first one is silent. It's N-G-L-E-N-N.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Glenn.
Is that where you were thinking?
Nope.
So people they pronounce his name Neglen when they were reading it like at school attendance.
Yeah, the first day of school.
It's Glenn.
Every teacher says Neglen.
Did you guys imagine a lowercase n and a capital G or a capital n and a lowercase g?
Oh, I have both capital to me.
Oh, really?
I imagine
a lowercase
all
n,
block letters.
Capital G. Nglen. Last name?
Howerton.
So similar to a real man's name.
Not related.
Glenn Howerton writes.
Yeah, silent, actually. So it's just Glenn Howerton.
I'm a 14-year-old male in school, and I would say that I'm pretty confident around the ladies. However, the only problem is whenever I have to speak or work with this one particular girl that I like, I start to shake uncontrollably, and I look like a Goomba fool. I know this is abnormal, as with previous girls I like, this wouldn't be an issue. However, all of a sudden, I start to shake. I have tried deep breaths and other relaxation techniques, but the shaking only stops temporarily. Help! What do I do? Thanks, love, Glenn. Have you ever experienced such a thing? Have you ever been starstruck? Not even lady struck, but starstruck?
Yeah, I don't get that starstruck.
You met some big wigs.
I've met some people. I've met a couple people. I told you about Chevy Chase. I've told that story before, but I met Chevy Chase at UCB in New York, and I grew up a very huge Chevy Chase fan. Like, I just thought he was amazing, and so that's like one person that I would be very starstruck to meet. And most people I don't. You know, I don't get that excited about, but he was like, oh man, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And he was backstage at UCB, and he was going to do this improv show that we were all doing. It was like Amy Poehler and Mandzukas and Rob Riggle and I think Cordry and Shear and all these people. And so I went up to him and I was like, well, I was thinking he's going to be in the show. I should just say hi and introduce myself. So I was like, hey, Chevy, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Rob Hubel. And before I even finished my name, he slapped me across the face very, very hard.
What?
Really hard. Very hard.
Really
this
hard.
Is the first time I've ever met this person in
my
life.
Can you slap my hand as he slapped you?
It would really hurt your hand. Here, I'll make a noise as hard as it was.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, let me do it on the mic.
Wow.
It was like really hard. And
a good hit.
In his a solid connection, yes. And I just saw red. Like, I immediately saw red. And my first instinct was like, I'm going to punch this man. And
so you went from like, he's my hero to I have to punch him.
Yeah. And then I think he tried to make a joke like, hey, can't you see I'm talking to somebody or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's some kind of dumb joke like that. So he was trying to be funny.
Right.
But it was a very weird interaction. And unfortunately, I've now told this story like so many times that, not that, does Chevy listen to this podcast? Do we know?
No, I don't know. I don't know if he listens to every episode.
Okay, maybe he'll skip.
He's not
this
caught
one.
Up. He's starting at the beginning, and I think he's only at 200. So he's some time.
So that was a time where I was shaking probably before I met the person, and then afterwards shaking twice as hard because I was furious. Yeah.
You're mad at him.
I think I'm still a little bit mad.
Have you talked to him ever since?
I don't know him. No, it was the only time I've ever met him.
Wow. I wonder if he remembers this at all.
I don't think so. I think he might be a little soft around the brain. No offense, Chevy, if you're listening.
Have you ever talked about anybody else that he's slapped?
I've talked to Dan Harmon about this, you know, because Dan runs in our comedy world a little bit. And
he was on Community.
And Joel McHale, it was like, oh, yeah, of course he did that.
So it's like in his.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, that's not surprising.
It's in his DNA.
Jesus, that's amazing.
But anyway, so to the kids listening to this, you probably don't know who we're talking about.
Nobody's ever been slapped by their hero. Such a unique experience.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes. Someone once told me a story too. It was a guy. I feel like I'm name dropping a little bit here.
Drop him.
But it was a guy in the band Death Cab for Cutie, and I forgot his name.
Oh, the one that was married singer. The one from Postal Service.
I can't remember. Maybe, but anyway, he was telling
Ben
us
Gibbons or something.
I don't know if it was the main guy or one of the other guys, but. Oh, I hope I'm not outing this guy, but he has a great story that he's told before about meeting Bruce Willis. And I guess Bruce Willis is not a very cool guy. By the way, do a lot of people listen to this podcast? Am I getting myself in trouble?
No, I think Bruce definitely doesn't listen to Chevy. Okay. I really don't think it's caught up.
Okay, cool.
It's shaking 14-year-olds that listen to the podcast.
Okay, cool. Who don't know who Chevy Chase or Bruce
Maybe
Willis
one day,
is.
Yeah. But yeah.
So one of those guys met Bruce Willis when he was a little kid. Like I think he was at what was the crappy chain restaurant that Bruce Willis owned?
Planet Hollywood.
Yeah. So I think he was like at a Planet Hollywood in New York when he was like a little kid, maybe. And he saw Bruce Willis and he was with his parents and they were like, well, go over and like say hello. It's Bruce Willis, you know. So he goes, and by the way, I'm not telling this story correctly, but I know that some variation of this happened. So he, as a little boy, goes up to Bruce Willis to ask him for his autograph. And Bruce Willis like looks him straight in the eye and he goes, fuck you.
Ooh.
Like the kid to a little boy, he's like, fuck you. And he's like, because the kid asked for his autograph. So the kid like went back to the table where he was with his parents. And he was like, you know, very sad and upset. So cut to like 20 years later. And now the guy's like pretty famous. Yeah. He's in Death Cab for Cutie. And they're like on tour somewhere in Europe. I can't remember. It was like Czechoslovakia or somewhere.
Awesome.
Hungary. Or, yeah. So.
Cool.
And they're like, they're somewhere in Europe and they see Bruce Willis and this guy's like, oh my God, like now, like he may know me from this band. Like, I feel like I should go and introduce myself and like tell him this crazy story that happened like 20 years ago. So you know where this is going. So he goes up to Bruce Willis now as an adult man. He's like, Bruce, sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, and Bruce Willis goes, fuck you.
No.
Like to this, like just cuts him off. So the guy has twice met Bruce Willis and just been like shunned.
Do you think Willis recognized him and said, I'm gonna bring it back?
Or he says, you look like a kid I once told to go fuck himself.
Callback, Bruce.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. I don't know why that happened, but anyway, so don't meet your heroes. What was this kid's question? Oh, he shakes when he around the girl.
I think it's excitement. I think it's adrenaline is what causes you to shake. It's not like nervousness. So I think he must really just like this girl. I don't know how to get rid of excitement, though, I guess.
Well, the more time you spend.
You got to marry her. Yeah, you got to be around her all the time.
You got to desensitize yourself.
Yeah, then you'll shake with rage.
Yeah. You gotta just be around her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever experience the other side of that? Like a comedy nerd coming up to you being like, oh my God, you have no idea. I'm a huge, huge fan.
No, people don't do that to me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So there's a couple times.
sometimes at like Comic-Con or somewhere like that, you know, where you'll meet people that are sort of predisposed. No offense to comic nerds or comic
now
nerds.
Now they're listening. Now
we got. Now we're into the demo.
Bruce Willis was fine.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes at Comic-Con, people are they are very excited in those situations. But I actually find that adorable. I think it's great. I think it's nice.
You're not telling anybody to fuck off.
No.
All right, good man.
I should
pay it forward.
Fuck you from Bruce Willis.
Whoa, who's Bruce Willis?
Never mind. wait, I don't know if we solved this kid's problem. So be around her more.
Be
around her more. I would also say, and now I was going to make a Parkinson's joke. I'm not going to make it. I was going to say we can edit this out later. I was going to say he might have childhood
Parkinson's onset.
So you made the joke. I didn't make it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't know how I'm going to be able
to. Rob found that pretty offensive.
Yeah. What's your fucking deal, man?
I never said anything.
I think that's a fucking joke.
I didn't say that.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
You guys are watching at home.
You guys know who made that joke on GoPro?
That's live.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the show that you just made. So that'll be good, right?
Are you looking at me?
No, I'm looking at Jake.
I didn't make a show.
Oh, shit. All right, we'll talk about Rob's show then. We'll be back after these messages.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow, very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15-year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
All right, we're back with Rob. What is this show? What's the YouTube Red show? What did you make?
So,
what did you make for us?
Well, I made you guys a television show.
Thank you.
For YouTube Red. So you have to have YouTube Red.
Okay.
And it's called Do You Want to See a Dead Body? And it sort of presupposes that most people have a morbid curiosity and would be interested in going to see a dead body. Mm. It's not a reality show. It's like a scripted show.
Got it.
Where it's me taking a different celebrity every week. It also presupposes that I know a lot of famous people, which I don't. But it's all of our comedy friends. It's like Adam Scott and Paul Scheer and Rob Corddry.
All our friends. We're all friends.
My buddy.
Yeah, well, you guys know them.
Yeah.
But then some people who I don't know very well, like Terry Crews, who's
another
famous.
Terry.
Another Terry, yeah. That's two Terrys in the world.
And they're both jacked.
Yeah. Who else? Randall Park, John Cho, a lot of people. Adam Pally, Alexandra Daddario from Baywatch.
Holy
Judy
shit.
Greer, Michaela Watkins.
So, how many episodes is this that you did?
We did 16.
Is it one per episode?
Yeah, 16 different dead bodies, 16 different guests.
Wow.
Now, spoiler, I can't say that we found the body in every episode. There are some that are very different.
You gotta watch.
Where it goes off the rails, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's all scripted. It's mostly about me trying to get these famous people to hang out with me, and they don't want to, so then I go, whoa. You know, would you like to see a dead body? And then they're like, fuck yeah. I mean, I would like to see that. So then they go along with me, and then it gets like really fucked up and crazy.
How long are these episodes?
5 hours long, every
That's
episode.
That's very long. That's very long.
No, they're all like 15 minutes. So they're short. They're like Adult Swim, like flavored, sized things.
Half show.
I shouldn't
like
plug
TV.
Adult Swim. It's not on Adult Swim. Right. It's on YouTube Red.
When does it come out?
It comes out November 15th.
Okay.
And there's 16 episodes. And next to, I would say, it's probably like one of my favorite things I've ever made. Just because, one, they the YouTube people, were like, yeah, anything you want to do.
That's
like,
great.
Anything you want to do. Like,
no notes.
No notes. We would turn it in. And I was like, well, this is going to get kicked back. You know, we.
Because it's too crazy.
It's too crazy, you know. And we say a lot of fucked up, crazy stuff. And, you know, and they would be like, no, it's great. We love it.
That's how it should be, right? They should just give money to people they trust. And
well, I think that's the idea. You know, I think like when you launch a new, you know, TV thing, you have to be like, hey, let's get people to come and make cool stuff. And let's not tell them what to do. You know?
Yeah, because
otherwise people
comedians.
Wouldn't do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is one
do
of
like
those
that new model.
Yeah,
fun. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just one of those rare situations to get in with the right people at the right time. They're just starting this YouTube Red thing, and so they were just like, yeah, whatever you want to do, like
total artistic freedom.
Yeah. So it was like super fun. The only thing that was like crazy was we shot it this past summer. And don't ever film a TV show when you're outside in the woods in the heat wave, like way out in the valley.
Oh, my God.
Like forest fire. I mean, there's forest fires now, too, but like there's just like
so
everywhere
hot.
We're shooting, there's like fires and like craziness. Yeah, so that
Holy
was
shit.
So you'll in the show, you'll notice that I'm very sweaty.
Yeah.
That may be a bonus.
Is there like they're like trying to even put on makeup at that
you know,
point? Or
I
just like just.
I'm kind of one of those. People that's like, you know what, you don't need to worry about makeup today. We're going to be in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like in the John Cho episode, John Cho, we're walking through the woods and he falls into quicksand and he's like, oh my God, I'm in quicksand. And so the whole episode is me trying to get him out of quicksand. So I'm like, stay here. I'll be right back. I'm going to run to town and I'm going to buy some rope you know, and I'll come back, you know? So it's him sinking lower and lower in quicksand. And so, you know, he didn't know what he was getting into, you know, when he agreed to do it. And so he was in a giant pit in the ground that was filled with mud and water. And, you know, he's and then eventually he's up to like his mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I was like trying to be nice. I was trying to be like, oh, man, this is so nice of you to do. And he's like, can we just – please,
yeah.
Let's just go. Let's go. Let's.
We're gonna break for lunch, yeah. But
like John, we'll be back. We're all going to a restaurant.
It's a Chipotle with great AC, and we're gonna.
We'll be back for you. Yeah. At one point, I remember he was like, "Oh God!" Like I think he has a thing about like bugs and stuff, and you know, there's like fucked up bugs in California. I vaguely remember him going, "Is this a scorpion? Is this a scorpion?" Like. Yeah, there's like crazy shit out here, but he was a great sport, and yeah, so it's The show is like right in my wheelhouse of just like aggressively dumb, stupid stuff happening all the time. And like, yeah, it's like my favorite thing.
It kind of reminds me just premise wise of like a Funny Human Giant sketch.
Yeah. Well, actually we, shot these, as sketches like 5 years ago, for Funny or Die. They, I came up with this idea with my friend Owen Burke and, we shot them. We shot like 4 or 5 episodes like 5 years ago. And then, like years later, we were like, oh, you know what would be funny? We should just build out that world and like, you know, make that a TV show. But yeah, way back we shot with like Ben Stiller.
Wow.
We shot one down here, actually downtown.
Oh,
with,
really?
With Ben Stiller. And like
Solid
we shot one.
For a dead body.
Yeah. We shot with Deepak Chopra.
Of course.
Like way back.
And, all of our comedy friends.
Oh, yeah. All of our. I mean, one of the best comedians is Deepak Chopra. But
John Cho, Deepak Chopra.
But the, yeah, so then we just decided to turn it into this TV show. And yeah, I think people are going to dig it.
That's great. I'm excited. I'm going to get YouTube Red.
You should. I think that I don't, I'm not very good at plugging what their thing is, but I think you get a lot of, I mean, there's no commercials, and then I think you get like music and.
Oh, so like the Vivo.
Yeah, yeah, thing, yeah. Right? I think you get some kind of crazy music library of like every song ever. I think it's every song ever recorded by
that's
anyone.
That's not bad, actually.
Except for the theme song that these kids recorded from Harvard.
Oh.
That's not on the YouTube.
These kids won't give up the licensing.
They wouldn't give it up. They wouldn't.
Oh, you mean
up.
Regret? Yeah. By Vinny.
Are we going to hear it again?
I accidentally press play.
Vinny and his friends who can't fucking sing because they're too busy studying.
Thank you.
Burned you.
All right. Do you want to
Let's
answer?
Do some more, yeah.
All right. Let's see what we can
Thanks
get
for there. Letting me talk about that.
Hell yeah. Thanks for talking.
Looks am like
I
allowed watch to, it.
Can I put my shirt back on?
Why don't you keep it off for now, and then as soon as we get done with this question, we can all pop our shirts back on.
Okay. Because right now I'm the only one not wearing a shirt.
Yeah. I'll take mine off after this question.
All right. It just seems weird that like
yeah, no, I understand.
You invite people into your podcast studio.
Tell them to take
you
their
make
shirts
them
off.
Take their shirts off
during
and put
break, yeah, we had you take
baby
off
oil
shirt.
All
yeah,
over
right.
And then
we keep it on.
Yeah. And you yeah. guys keep it.
But you're wearing Rob's shirt.
Yeah. It's kind of like a double standard in that regard.
It's weird.
But I am bottomless.
People on watching this on YouTube
they
know
get
that
it.
This is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open up a new tab and get YouTube Red, folks.
Yeah, yeah, you're there anyway. Okay, what's the next one?
All right. We need another guy's name.
Oh, me? Can Jake do one?
All right.
Cred.
YouTube Cred.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it came from, huh?
Creed Bratton?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a real guy. He's from The Office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is his brother, Cred Bratton.
Okay, Cred Bratton writes.
20.
Sup, chode jugglers?
I don't understand the greetings that your listeners
They're
throw
negative.
Out.
Yeah,
they're
negative.
Very negative.
Yeah.
These kids need to get a positive yeah. attitude.
Well, we mostly make fun of the people who write the questions, so okay. I guess it's kind of fair.
It's okay that we get it as well as dish it out.
I see.
At the beginning of the summer, I met this girl on Tinder. She seemed cool, and we quickly became close. The only problem is that she lives in Maine, and we met on the last day at my house up there. Anyway, fast forward a couple months.
Can I just say this guy's bragging?
Oh, yeah.
That he has a house in Maine.
But it's only for the summer. It's only a one-season house.
Right. We own the house, and we don't use it all the time,
yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
Stephen King lives there most of the time.
And then when we're here, Steve, it's time to go.
Go Mr.
write
King
your stories.
Rents it from us.
Yeah. Only problem is she lives there. Right. Anyway, fast forward a couple months, and she keeps laying fucking hints that she wants to be exclusive, even though I go to school in New York and she goes to school in Maine. One day I subtly hinted she should send me some more care packages, thinking she wouldn't, but then she did. She sent me shoes, clothing, food, the whole nine. Anyway, I started to feel bad eventually, and this past weekend I drove up from New York to Maine to see her and lay some mad pipe.
Ugh, I don't like this guy
yeah,
one bit.
You can definitely
bit.
Make fun of this motherfucker.
Now on my way home, I'm even more conflicted. I'm not really into her, but I love the shit she sends me.
Oh, this so guy's garbage.
Do I end it or do I string her along? Am I a shitty person? Does it yes. matter?
Yes, Donald Trump Jr., you are.
Oh, yours burn. Truly, Cred
Bratton.
Cred Bratton.
Bratton.
So do I string her along for the gear?
That's a good question.
He's also like, I suggest. He's like, he's making fun of her for the care packages that she sent him. He's like, I said it, like, not thinking she was going to do it.
As no, you
did. I did give her all of my sizes.
Yeah. And you sent her your fucking address, you little asshole.
Yeah.
She didn't just have your address.
As a goof, though. As a goof,
I didn't think
did
she'd send me shoes. And now I'm that's what you're hoping.
And I'm worried. I'm worried that a lot of your listeners are people that we wouldn't like. If, yeah. If we met them and, well, you guys do live shows, right?
Yeah. So. For the most, I mostly like the people that come to the shows.
Yeah.
The and we find these questions. We get a
these
lot
are
of
not
nice
random.
Okay. Okay. You filter. Okay. Yeah, so you're filtering four assholes.
Four assholes. Yeah. We have an asshole filter.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So this guy, where does he go to school?
I would assume Columbia, but perhaps NYU. And he met a lady at Bowdoin or...
He goes to school. He didn't say New York City.
Yeah, he goes to school in New York and she goes to school in
New
Maine.
York, though. He's at SUNY Geneseo or something, I swear to God.
I swear to fucking God, this guy's at Binghamton. I have no doubt in my mind.
I met this girl on Tinder. She seemed cool first, but then she fucking sent me too many shoes, bro. The fit me and the shoes are cool and I'd like to lay pipe with my dick, but then the girl is also what do I do?
Whoa.
Just fucking burned you, you piece of shit.
That's what you sound like, asshole.
That's what you sound like. You sound like a baby.
This guy's a Rhodes Scholar, actually. He says, he's studying abroad in Sweden right now.
Oh, shit.
Nuclear physics.
Oh, I apologize.
I guess he's helping to combat global warming. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. First of all, you're lucky to be getting a care package from a lady like this. You're lucky that she's even willing to let you see her nude, you piece of shit. You fucking dumb motherfucker. You fucking drive up to Maine. Who drives to Maine? You take the fucking train, you piece of
like
shit.
Like a man.
Take the Amtrak, dude.
Fucking public transportation. Yeah, no, don't string her along. Well, let me qualify that. What kind of stuff? I mean, how good?
I'm talking shit.
Oh,
good is
no.
Let's find out. I mean,
yeah,
like.
Is this just like a random assortment of shit?
If it's Converse, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he getting Adidas or something cool?
Is it like outfits, like entire like pants and shirts?
Yeah.
And like jackets?
Yeah.
You know,
I guess that's true. If it's outerwear, it's probably worth it.
If it's like a North Face fleece or up,
but if it's like
if it's something that wicks away moisture, you know?
If it's got moisture wicking, snowshoeing in it.
If it's like breathable,
But then if it's just basics, then I think it's not.
Yeah, if it's cotton or even a cotton poly blend, I don't see it.
God. Dumper.
Why don't we answer a question from a lady?
Yeah,
finally.
To end the show with, honestly, ever since you got a daughter, you've been getting like real soft on these guys. Like, I feel like you've changed, man. Like, because I know you back in the day, you used to be this guy.
I used to be this
you used
bro.
To fucking
I know.
Grab the gear.
Yeah, you're
pump
right.
it and dump it.
I know.
Driving
that's
up
what they
and
called
down.
Me. That's what they called me. They called me grab the gear, pump it and dump it, driving to Maine.
And now you got a
driving.
You
to
got
Maine.
A baby.
But now I had a baby.
Cord,
it's a daughter, and she's made me super sensitive to the ladies.
It's crazy.
It's cray.
All right, this is a lady. You got a lady's name?
The baby voice.
Goo goo gaga.
Oh wow.
Goo goo gaga.
No, I can't do that.
I can get
let's
why
call
you
her,
hated it.
Let's call her Hillary Clinton. No, let's not call her Hillary Clinton.
is that your daughter's name?
Yeah, my daughter's name is Hillary Clinton. And
wow, you wanted to name her after the next president. This is a year ago.
And it
so you
just didn't
know.
It didn't pan out. Yep.
Shit.
I wonder if there will be lots of little Hillaries, like if people were like,
at the very least, a Rodham.
Yeah.
A Rodham middleman.
Yeah. This person's name will be.
And is forever known as.
Crandy.
That's really good.
Crandy?
Crandy is good.
Hey, Crandy.
That's nice.
It's very close to Crandis, which is something we get shouted at live shows.
Yeah,
very often.
A name that
really?
Comes up. Yeah.
Why do people yell Crandis?
Because we ask people in the audience to give us fake names during live shows.
Uh-huh.
And at one of the first live shows we ever did, somebody screamed Crandis.
Wow.
And ever since, the first person.
That was me, bro.
That's nuts. Crandis.
No.
That
was me. Yeah. You were there. This was in Maine, right?
It was in Maine. All right, so this is Crandy. Well, now I feel like I'm ripping off.
No, I
your
think
fans.
It's kismet.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
You're part of the family now.
Oh boy.
Grandis writes, I'm a 26-year-old female living in Virginia.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Charlottesville?
Alexandria?
Good man.
In Alexandria.
No shit.
Yeah.
Fairfax.
Fairfax. For real. Is that where you guys are from?
No.
I just went to a wedding where the bride was from Alexandria.
Oh, yeah. I was born in Alexandria Hospital. Shout out.
George Washington. That's where he was born.
That's true. That's true. He was born in, or he lived in Old Town Alexandria, which is where my dad used to live.
Holy there you shit. Go.
All right, end of podcast.
No,
right.
But.
Oh, we got to answer this girl's question. Yeah, she's quick. From Virginia.
I'm a teacher, so I'm broke as shit, paying off student loans, so I live with three other girls. When I moved to my apartment, I didn't know any of them, but became best friends with one. The others I barely see. I don't even know what she does for a living. So here's my problem. I've been seeing this guy for a year now, but he lives at his parents' house. So if we ever want to do the horizontal hula...
This is the same guy from before, now writing as a woman.
I live in Maine.
I want to do the horizontal hula. My new shoes.
It has to be at my place. And let me just say, the sex is mind-blowing, body-shaking, rage-screaming, OMG, it's still happening, orgasm kind of sex. I've never had sex like this in my life, and it's so great. But my question is, do I moan too loud? My roommate, who I never talked to, has called me out multiple times saying I didn't want to get water from the kitchen because I heard you guys. Don't get me wrong, I'm not sounding like that loud, annoying fake porn moans or anything. Yeah, I'm your dirty whore. I know I can get kind of loud, but my boyfriend loves the feedback, and honestly, it makes him feel better not to hold. Makes me feel better not to hold back. So, is this enough? We usually have music or TV on, and sometimes I stuff my face in a pillow or cover my mouth. Is this enough from other roommates' perspective? Do I really need to hold in all the noises and I can't enjoy the big O fully? Have you ever heard your friends have sex and did it annoy you? Thanks, love, Crandy.
Wow. Have you ever heard me have sex?
I don't think so.
I heard you have sex once.
Thanks,
really?
Man.
Yeah.
Where
we
was
weren't
that?
Even living together.
I was it was last week. Yeah.
I was FaceTiming.
Where did you really hear him?
It was when we lived at Buki House in Hancock Park.
Yeah, we shared. It was a Jack and Jill bathroom.
Yeah, we had a Jack and Jill.
Oh,
we
were you had sex in the bathroom?
No, I was in the
in your
the
appropriate
bedroom.
Bed
yeah,
space.
Yeah, and okay. Then I guess the audio traveled through the bathroom.
Yeah, and what did it sound
actually
like?
The hallway.
What did it
sound like? Well, this is we don't have to get into
no,
that.
No, Mary, you be quiet.
It was sort of like a slapping sound, bed creaking.
Yeah. Chevy Chase? Were you having sex with Chevy Chase?
I don't think it was because it was the Buki House.
Oh yeah, slappy.
I didn't fuck Chevy until way later.
you were just breathing heavy.
Yeah,
it wasn't. You know, you weren't.
Well, your head was smeared against the table, the door,
and I was like, "Louder, guys!
Yeah,
I'm trying to get off in here.
Breathe heavier still."
He was just jerking off, and you were jerking off to him jerking off. You both
like
thought
two,
that you were having
two guys
sex.
In an AOL
feedback
chat
loop.
Room.
Yeah, it's just
cybering
a feedback
with each
loop.
Other.
Yeah,
like an echo that never.
I'm a
ends.
19-year-old female.
So Crandy's question is: am I being rude? Am I too loud? I mean, I don't know how loud she is.
Right. Is there a loudness where she's officially being rude?
I mean,
isn't there a way to disguise it? I mean, obviously that would solve the problem if instead of like making it sound like sex, just.
It sound like you're hammering,
yeah.
Doing construction in your room.
Yeah, just
like we're mounting a TV.
Just always be doing construction when your boyfriend comes over.
A-B-D-C. We're building an IKEA closet.
Yeah,
it's like, hand me the screwdriver.
Yeah, bang, bang, bang. This is great. This is like Police Academy over here. All these sound effects.
What's that guy's name?
Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah.
No.
It's totally not. Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow.
So what would having sex with Michael Winslow sound
oh, come
like?
Come on.
That's good. All right, now Clark Duncan.
Hey, I'm the human giant, Michael Clark Duncan.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yep, that's true, R.I.P. Did Michael Winslow die, too? No.
Just the
what would
guy.
It sound like when he dies? no one knows who we're talking about, by the way. Your audience doesn't
I barely get it. I barely get it.
Yeah. I barely get it.
I don't think you can be too. I think if it's sex, it's happy, it's joyful noise.
I don't know, man.
I think it's not.
Three roommates, four roommates.
She does know that it's too loud. She's gotten the feedback.
She's aware of it.
Her roommate said, I don't want to go in the kitchen because I'm uncomfortable.
But what does that mean?
Why can't she go to his house?
Because he lives with his parents.
His parents.
What What does
how,
it mean?
How I old are your listeners? These are like kids.
But she can't. You can't go
Why don't
and get
you guys
a water.
Just buy houses and be grown-ups.
Yeah, that's so expensive.
Come on.
That's so. She said she's a teacher. She's struggling to make rent.
Listen, that's a lie. Teachers
yeah, you can
make
get a loan.
Fucking. That's a, all. Teachers got together and they said, "Let's pretend that we don't make any money."
You think
money.
Teachers are making? Bank?
They make a lot of money. It's like rapper and then teacher.
What's
like,
yeah.
That's the.
So your advice is for her to buy her boyfriend
buy
a house?
Buy your stupid boyfriend a house.
Especially in Virginia.
Put it in a care package.
Probably really cheap back there. Like, what, your parents' your childhood home is probably like $220,000. It's like a 9-acre, 5-bedroom plantation home, right?
In Virginia, yeah.
You can get like a studio apartment in Northridge for that much.
Yeah. No, if you can't go to your boyfriend's house. Well, first of all, she could go to the parents. That's only two people you'd have to hide from. Mm. There's like, you know, a lot of people in her apartment.
Maybe they have real jobs that isn't teacher, you know?
Let's
get the whole summer off too.
I want to go after teachers more on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Of course you don't make a lot of
it's
money.
It's a selfish profession is all.
What do you got to give kids wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not hanging smart out enough. With adults all day.
Yeah.
Like real people at work.
I'm not smart. You don't think I'm smart? Why don't you teach me something if you're so smart? You think I don't know how to read?
Is this the movie Good Will Hunting?
It is.
This sounds exactly like Good Will Hunting.
It is a little bit of Good Will Hunting.
So you guys say you can be as loud as you want.
I say that.
Why not just have sex when your roommates are away? Like,
right. You could try. I think you could try to be a little more sensitive.
You could have sex in a car.
Yeah.
You know?
I love having sex in a car.
Wait a second. Better. Really?
I think having sex in a car is one of my favorite places.
While driving?
Yeah. While she's driving.
While she's driving, you're in her lap. You're in her lap.
So you're a seat of sorts in this situation.
No, I'm in her lap. We're missionary.
You're missionary. In missionary. So how does she just
guy
has
on
to
top,
try to see over
me.
You?
Where is the seatbelt?
Guy on top, missionary.
There's obviously no seatbelt.
No seatbelt. He is the
seatbelt.
Seat
this is
even safer.
I'm protecting. I'll go through the windshield first, and then she will land on my chest.
Yeah. Can you imagine coming as you get hit in a fucking head-on collision?
As you're flying.
You're
through the
isn't
the
that
windshield.
A movie? Isn't that Drive?
Yeah,
or
that's
not,
Crash.
Crash. Crash.
Just come everywhere. Do that.
The paramedics are trying to clean it up. Why is there so much cum in here? This car accident. There's so much cum. So sex in a car.
Yeah,
that would work. Sex in the woods. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of other places.
Or help your
really
roommate
problem.
Find a boyfriend. Or a girlfriend or something.
Yeah, try to hook them up with your boyfriend's friends. So everyone's having sex.
I think more people fucking you're a lot more lenient towards like sex noises when you're also getting laid.
Yeah, if you're kind of sad and alone, you don't want
to
get that cup of water.
That's just part of having roommates. You hear people have sex. I mean, you could try to be a little more sensitive. That's
the trade-off is they pay some of your rent and that's going to happen. Like otherwise you can't afford to live in a house.
Crank up the music. Crank up
louder.
The stereo. You
those
know?
Jock jams. I can't get off unless I'm listening to jock jams.
What did she call sex?
Like
the horizontal hula?
The horizontal hula.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's not even accurate. If you were on your side and you started doing a hula. That's not how you have sex.
Right.
You know?
It's more, yeah, it's...
So I got news for you. You're doing it wrong.
Well, that's why you're so loud.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong. It's amazing. You're coming extra hard. Do it the right way, and you won't make a peep.
Yeah. She's doing
just
it
just like all
wrong.
My ladies never have.
Because they do it properly, where women don't feel pleasure.
That's the pull quote.
There
that's
we go.
The episode. That's how you stick a landing.
We did it.
Rob Hubel, great app.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thank you for coming.
There's cum everywhere.
There is cum everywhere. This is like a scene from Crash. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, they'll see it on the GoPro.
They'll see it on the GoPro.
One last time, the name of the show?
Do you want to see a dead body?
Do you want to see a dead body?
YouTube Red, November 15th.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The opening theme song was written by Vinny and his pack of hooligans named Regret, or maybe the album is called Regret, from Harvard. This closing one is a John Mayer parody from Nick. So thanks to Nick, and thanks to Vinny. Thanks to everyone for writing in. Thanks to Rob once again for coming down.
Go Yale University.
Hell yeah.
Bulldogs.
We'll be back next week. Bye.
If you got a problem, email If I Were You. Yeah, if you got a problem, email If I Were You. feeling lonely and horny, there's nothing else I would do.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.